T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rick Kamla, we've had him on before. He's one of the best guests we've ever had the pleasure of talking with. He's with NBA TV and 92.9 The Game in Atlanta, joining Jolo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for the huge compliment. Great to be back on with you guys.
Great to have you on. Let's start with your neck of the woods in Atlanta. Kyle Korver traded to the Cleveland Cavaliers. What do you think he brings to Cleveland? Do you think that necessarily was a move the Cavaliers, not necessarily looking around the rest of the Eastern Conference saying we need to get better, saying to themselves, you know what, if we want to take down the Warriors again, this is the type of move we need to make?
Yeah, I think it was an admission that the Mike Dunleavy experiment wasn't working out. Maybe his health wasn't where it needed to be. He was only a 35% three-point shooter with the Cavaliers. Kyle Korver, a 40% three-point shooter with Atlanta. But as you guys know, historically, he's been even better than that. His skills are declining a little bit. His athleticism is declining a little bit, but he can catch and shoot that rock, and that's all he's going to have to do with the Cavs. You also have J.R. Smith with the broken thumb. He's not coming back until late in the regular season. So the Cavs diagnosed an absence in shooting. Let's call Coach Bud and Wes Wilcox with the Hawks. Let's pick up Kyle Korver. And for the Hawks, the move is like two or threefold. Korver wasn't going to be re-signed in the offseason, so you flipped him for an asset, a future first-round pick. And you also free up time for Taurean Prince, DeAndre Bembry, and Tim Hardaway Jr., these young Bucks that are just salivating to get on the floor. But with Korver there, you know, playing 24 to 28 minutes, he was kind of in the way. So I think now, and obviously you trade Jeff Teague for Taurean Prince. Taurean Prince needs to play. And as he showed at Baylor last year, and as he's shown in glimpses this year, I think he's ready for a 20 to 25-minute role with the Hawks.
And looking at the Warriors, Rick, if they're to fix their maybe only one problem that they have, a lack of rebounding or a lack of interior size, is there a player out there that the Warriors can go out and acquire like the Cavs did in Korver?
I mean, to me, Nerlens Noel would look really good in a Warrior uniform because he's just something you don't have. And I know that he's severely offensively limited, but y'all don't need offense. You've got plenty of it. You know, Draymond is having to make a huge sacrifice with lack of shots because of all the great offensive players that you have, generational offensive players that you have. So I think adding a jumping jack like Nerlens Noel, because think about it, you guys, and I'm not saying that it's never going to work out with the recent bigs that you have taken. When you think about a Looney and when you think about a Damian Jones, they haven't proven to be ready to contribute to the cause and to the fight yet. So to me, I would go out and get a jumping jack big if I were Golden State. And I do understand that y'all lead the league in shot blocking, okay? But can Durant, you know, defend the rim? Do you want him defending the rim in Game 6 or Game 7 of a playoff series? I don't know about that. I'd go get a jumping jack like Nerlens Noel.
When you look around the Western Conference and you think about the two teams that are out there, San Antonio, be remiss if I didn't talk about the Houston Rockets. At least two, who poses the biggest threat, for the path for Golden State to doing that crash course collision everyone wants to see, the three-peat? I mean, face the Cavs.
Yeah, I think Houston is a bigger threat than San Antonio. I don't trust San Antonio anymore. I think LaMarcus Aldridge is a bit of a shrinking violet in playoff series. He's proven that. He games one and two, he kills you, and then it just fades, and I'm not sure why. Kawhi Leonard is a fantastic player, MVP candidate, but Kawhi Leonard against Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, Stephen Curry, and Draymond Green, you know, in terms of all NBA type of guys, Golden State has four. And San Antonio has one and a half. Like, L.A. has been that guy before, but it feels like he's slipped out of that range right now. You've got an aging Tony Parker. Look, Milwaukee just went in and beat the Spurs last night. The Rockets, on the other hand, are going to be able to match firepower with you guys, if healthy. Ryan Anderson, Eric Gordon, obviously James Harden. They're going to get Clint Capella back, and Nay's been a nice little player for them this year. I think, and Mike D'Antoni has that thing humming, guys. He is, you know, and he has the team believing everybody's in a role that they like. Beverly's happy, but not being the point guard. It's just really working there. I think Houston poses the biggest threat to Golden State, but I think the Warriors are going back to the finals.
Rick Kamla from NBA TV and 92.9 The Game in Atlanta, joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. What do you make of the New York Knicks and how they're handling this Derrick Rose situation? High-priced acquisition, disappears on the team without any reason or excuse whatsoever, and rather than suspend him, they simply hand down a fine. I have a feeling this is going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah, and I mean, what are the details? You know, why did you go back? And if it was involving your mom, as you said, then why were you so vague when you came back? You know, explain. You know, she's having health issues. You know, like, you've got to give the – when you inexplicably leave the team without permission on the day of a game and just no-show your team for a game, when your team has lost 7 of 8 in the entire city of New York, is standing there with their arms crossed and their toes tapping like, come on, let's go. And you bail on the team in the city, and then you come back with that explanation? I need more. I don't know about you guys. And to me, I want to be sensitive about a family issue here, guys, because I don't know what's going on. We just know that he went back to Chicago and it was involving his mother. How are you not calling your coach, a teammate, your agent to get to the team? Like, I just don't understand the thinking process that I can't take 5 seconds to text somebody, hey, got a family emergency, need to go. And I guarantee you the New York Knicks would have said, Derek, go take care of your family business. We'll hold it down for you. All it takes is a phone call or a text. And I think it's really curious that he didn't do that.
Yeah, just a common courtesy that was not extended. Rick Kamla joining us here on 95.7 The Game. More than just an NBA mind, also a college football fanatic. Rick, I'm looking at your Twitter feed, and you say Deshaun Watson, first overall pick in the NFL draft. How lucky would the Niners be to get this guy?
Well, let me ask you guys this question, because Deshaun Watson, for some reason, needed to kick ass in the ACC title game, the semifinal and the final, to get people on board with him. And I was on board with him last year. I thought he was the Heisman winner over Derrick Henry. I thought he was the Heisman winner this year over Lamar Jackson. I now call the Heisman Award the Lisman Award, because it is a lie. All these guys that never watch West Coast football are casting their ballots in, like, October. Wait till the season plays out, because Deshaun Watson, you know, relatively slow start to the season. Jackson piling up all these numbers against terrible teams, and people went to bet on it and said, nah, Jackson's the Lisman Award winner. It's a friggin' joke, man. So let me ask you this question. Do you think the Niners will be smart enough to take the best franchise quarterback available?
I don't think so. They got to figure out a couple of the issues first, Rick, like head coach and GM.
Yeah, I mean, that great point. That'd be a beautiful place to start. And by the way, I have a recommendation. Could you get a head coach and GM that are on the same page? I think that would be ideal for you guys. Now, in terms of the Niners, my mock draft, I've got Watson going to Cleveland, but they'll probably be dumb enough to screw that up. I've got Trubisky going to you guys, and I've got Kaiser going to the Bears. Last year, you have Goff and Wentz go 1 and 2. And spiked up at the end, right towards the draft, with teams getting desperate and making these colossal trades to get them. Well, I like Kaiser and Trubisky and Watson more than Wentz and Goff. So I think the top three picks in the draft should be quarterbacks. And I think if those three QB star teams don't make those picks, they deserve scrutiny and ridicule.
Rick Kamla, NBA TV and 92.9 The Game in Atlanta with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Rick, thank you so much for your time. As always, extremely insightful. We look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Guys, it's my pleasure. Thanks for the time. We'll see you soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.